produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to The Anchored Ruby. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a master practitioner in neurolinguistics programming, a master life and success coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and I created this show in order to teach you how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity, and to help you understand that your worth is far greater than rubies in the eyes of God. Last episode, we discussed turning lemons into chocolate cake. And what that really means is taking what God gave you, these situations that have been thrown in your life, these lemons that you carry that maybe have you feeling bitter or depressed or anxious or whatever they are, and turning them into something that nobody would ever expect. And the only way that we can actually do that is with God. And so that was on our last episode. If you hadn't had a chance to listen to that, I highly recommend taking some time to go back to listening to that show. But today we're going to talk about dusting the sand off your feet. So last week, I felt this urge from the Holy Spirit to really go and spend some time with Him at the beach. The beach is one of my most favorite places on the planet. And I've been going through some things over the last couple months that I've been really praying about, and I wanted to take some time to reflect. But on this Monday morning, I had somebody come to clean my car that day. And for whatever reason, he was actually taking a really long time. And so I was really trying to just pray through my frustration because it was such a beautiful day out, and I really just wanted to leave and go to the beach. As we know that God's timing is always divine, right? And I had no idea at the time what it meant for this guy washing my car, what it actually meant for him to take the amount of time that he was taking. So after he finished washing my car, I got all of my things and I headed east to the beach, and I had this excitement in my spirit. It wasn't an anxiety. It was just an excitement to get to the beach. And I just thought, what an amazing day. The sunshine on my face is one of my favorite things. I had nothing going on. I just had nothing but time, and I was going to spend this time with God. So I get to the beach, and it's probably the most perfect day. The water was calm. It wasn't too hot out. There was a breeze. I spent some time listening to some praise and worship music, and just really soaking up the presence of the Lord. But I felt a nudge in my spirit to stay no later than 3:30. I didn't understand why. I had no place to be. I had nothing to do. And here where I live, the sun doesn't even set until 7:30. And so I thought, Lord, why 3:30? I really don't want to leave. It's probably the most perfect beach day. I mean, I'm kind of a beach bum, so I could sit on the sand for days and just stare at the water. But I took some time and I really prayed before I left. I sat on my knees and I just soaked up the sunshine and I just soaked up that moment in prayer. Thanked God for all that He's brought me through over the last few weeks. I had been really put in the fire and a lot of changes in my heart have been made. But there are a lot of prayers that hadn't been answered yet. As I noticed the time was approaching to 3:30, I gathered up my things and, you know, was obedient to what the Holy Spirit was telling me to do. Normally, on any other day, I would stay. Or if I had to leave, I would rush to my car, my messy car, and not really care about dusting the sand off my feet. And so as I approached the car, the Holy Spirit reminded me to dust that my car was clean. Dust the sand off your feet. I actually enjoy having sand on my feet and bringing the beach home with me, but I was obedient and I remembered I just paid money to have somebody clean my car. I should probably dust all the sand off my feet. Now, as I was leaving the beach, normally I would head north, but I wanted to head south, but the Holy Spirit said, no, you're going to head north. You're going to make a right. Fine, I'll make a right. I had no idea what was happening. And so I'm driving down A1A to get home and traffic kind of slowed and I heard the Holy Spirit say, look up. And as I looked up, I saw this person cross my path that should have never crossed my path in traffic in that moment. It was a Monday afternoon at 3:30 in the afternoon. And this person is somebody that I have been praying about for a long time. They should have actually been at work at that time, 45 minutes south of where I was. But in that moment, God reminded me of His divine timing and His divine power, and that He had actually been hearing the things that I had been praying for this person over the last few weeks. But it wasn't until a few days later when the Holy Spirit reminded me of the significance behind dusting the sand off your feet. It's actually biblical. Now, I thought in the moment, of course, I'm looking at things from a worldly point of view. I'm looking at it as I don't want to get my car dirty. God reminded me of some things. Now, I had been praying for something for weeks. I have spent a lot of time in prayer, a lot of time in tears on my knees, and a lot of time listening to what God has been saying to me, His promises to me. I have written them down. And some of those things have come to fruition, but some of those things I'm still in the waiting for. Some of those seeds haven't grown roots to grow into the fruits that God has promised me. God promised me that I would see these things come to fruition. And on that day after the beach, when I had divinely crossed paths with this person, it was just another reminder that God was hearing my prayer. There was no way on planet Earth that I could have planned that divine interaction, that divine crossing of paths. That was God showing me that He was in control. But shaking the dust off your feet is a symbolic indication that one is done with the situation, that therefore carries no further responsibility for it. It's like saying, I wash my hands of this. Let You be in control, Lord. And unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that that's what I was doing. I thought that I was brushing the sand off my feet so that I wouldn't get my car dirty. But it wasn't a few days later in my quiet time when God reminded me, remember what I said, to brush the sand off your feet. Hand me your sandals, child. This valley that you walk in is holy ground. Wash your hands of it. You've prayed all you can pray. You've been obedient to the things I've asked of you. Now watch me work. Let me do the work. And it was in that moment of crossing of paths that I myself could have never planned in a million years. could have never planned that. In that moment, because I was obedient to brushing the sand off my feet, God said, "Hand me your sandals, my child. I am in control of this. Have I not shown you? I have aligned the stars for you in this moment to show you. I will fulfill my promise to you. I am the Lord of Lords, the creation of all things. I created time and space. I have created your heart to have the desires that you have. I will make these things come to fruition if I promise them to you. But hand me your sandals. Wash your hands of this." Now in Matthew 10:14, Jesus says to his disciples, when he's discussing about speaking truth, as they go out and they speak about Jesus, he said, "And if anyone," this is Matthew 10:14, "and if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake the dust from your feet when you leave their house," meaning wash your hands of it. You have planted the seed, you have done all you can do, and now it's in God's hands. It's whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. But we need to trust in these types of moments when we're walking through the valley, when we have our sandals on and we're trying to walk the path that God is telling us to walk, but we're doing it out of our own strength. God is saying, take your sandals off, brush the sand off your feet. This valley that you walk in is holy ground, and I will be the one to handle things. So this reminds me of a question that I had in my mind walking through this valley that I've been walking through. And I know that many of you walk through really hard times and you're wondering, where is God? My feet hurt. I'm tired. I want to give up. And so I thought to myself, what's the difference between surrendering to God and actually giving up? Because there was a moment in my quiet time, in my prayer time, in my most vulnerable, my heart was so raw in this moment. I want to give up. I'm tired, God. I have walked far enough. I can't do it on my own anymore. I just want to give up. And so I decided to kind of look into the difference between giving up and surrendering. Now, the definition of giving up means to cease making an effort to resign oneself to failure. One of the things that I've prayed to God is that I don't know how to fail or give up on somebody when God is calling me to be obedient in that moment, in that season, in that prayer, right? We know when God is calling us to do something. And it's, for me, it's really hard to surrender to failure. I don't want to fail. But or give up, you know, resign oneself to failure. But the word surrender actually is a battle term. It implies giving up the rights to the conqueror, right? We wave our white flag. But to surrender to God is the same thing. It is not resigning oneself to failure. It's us actually handing over our rights to conquer in order for God to have his own way. It's us saying, I'm giving you my rights, surrendering my rights for your will. Surrendering doesn't equate to failure. It's a transfer of power from ourselves to God. So when God is telling us, dust off your feet, my child, hand me your sandals, wash your hands of this. It is not us resigning ourselves to failure. It is us handing over to our rights to God for him to have our you know, his will in our life, for him to carry us. So in the story of Jericho, Joshua is faced with a battle. And when Joshua was instructed by the Lord on what to do with his enemies at Jericho, the Lord specifically spoke in Joshua 5:15 and said, it says here, "The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so out of obedience. And then he instructed Joshua to march around the city's walls for 6 days with his army. And on the seventh day, they were told to march around the city 7 times, blowing their shofars, the horns, which are also known as the horns of Jubilee. Now, when I heard this story, I was fascinated just by the words of Jubilee, because Jubilee means the horns of celebration. God was telling him, this is holy ground. I want you to praise as you're walking around these walls that are keeping you out from my promise. I want you to hand me your sandals and walk in praise, knowing that I promised you these walls would fall. So, how many of us are walking with our sandals on, with sand on our feet, and we're tired, we're walking through this valley, and we want to give up because we don't understand the value in the transfer of power to God, what it means to let God fight our battles for us, to hand over our sandals and say, I surrender this to you. And I'm going to praise you in this moment, in this valley, because although I see walls in front of me, although I've built walls within myself to protect myself, although these walls in this valley are keeping me from moving forward, Lord, I am going to dust off my feet and take my sandals off, because the place that I stand, this valley that I'm in, is your holy ground. And what you say will always come to pass, because you are God and you cannot lie. And the promises you make will always be fulfilled in your timing, because God's timing is divine. His timing is perfect. And although we don't understand, although we are praying for relief, we're praying to be pulled out of this fire, we're covered in dust and sand, and we are tired, God promises that our seeds that have been planted, these roots that are growing from his promises, will bear the fruit that he promised. So where are you at in your journey? Are you refusing to hand over your sandals? Are you refusing to dust off your feet? On the day that I went to the beach, the day that I got my car detailed, on that day, I listened to everything that God was trying to tell me. When I left the beach, I actually had to use the bathroom, and I told myself, nah, I don't even have to use the bathroom. I'm just going to get in the car and I'm just going to go. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you're going to actually regret that decision. So, you know, use the restroom, go to your car, dust off your feet, listen to what I'm saying. And when I left that parking lot that day, my flesh wanted to go left, but Holy Spirit wanted me to go right. How many times are we allowing our flesh to lead us into painful and regretful situations because we want to go left, we want to go south, but God is telling us, no, child, you need to stop, use the restroom so that you're not miserable on your trip, dust off your feet so you don't get your vehicle dirty, and you will not go left and go south. You will go right and go north the way that I'm calling you to go, because this is holy ground and I'm about to blow your mind, because the things that I have ordained for you will come to pass, all because you were obedient in the little things and you listened to me. You went right instead of going left. You dusted your feet off instead of allowing your vessel, your car, to be dirty. How many of us are walking around in a dirty vessel, in a painful vessel, in a vessel filled with walls, because we think that walls keep us safe? But let me tell you something, walls do not keep you safe. Anything that's on the other side of that wall can still climb over that wall or around that wall. Walls do nothing but keep you from moving forward. So if you are finding yourself in a valley and you are facing walls within yourself or walls within your prayers, know that God is telling you, dust your feet off, shake the sand off, Hand me your sandals, my child, and listen to my instructions, because these walls are not keeping you safe. In fact, in Ezekiel 13:14, God talks about tearing the very walls that you whitewashed over down to the foundation, so much so that you will stand in the midst of its dust and you will know that He is Lord. And in that moment, you will shake off your sandals. You will dust off your feet and you will hand it over to God and you will know that He is Lord, because He refuses to have you have walls within your heart. You cannot move forward if you keep standing behind that wall. And when God tells you to go right, and you are obedient in that, even though you don't understand, even though you want to go left and you want to go south, He's going to bless you. And He's going to bless you because He told you to look up. Had I not looked up that day while I was driving in traffic, had I not listened and I looked up when the Holy Spirit said, Crystal, look up, I would have never seen that person driving towards me and past me in that moment. It was a divine moment created by God of the universe. Our Lord Jesus aligned everything perfectly for that moment for me to hear His voice and know that the things that I'm praying for, He is hearing and He is answering. And all I had to do was dust the sand off my feet so that my vessel didn't get dirty. Now, I don't know what you're struggling with right now, and I don't know what you're carrying around. I've gone south many times. I've made left turns many times and ended up at dead ends and ended up in painful situations. And it wasn't until I started taking time to surrender to God's will that I started hearing His voice. We all want to give up sometimes. Life is hard. A lot of us are carrying lemons around that aren't ours to carry. Life hands us lemons, like I've talked about in previous shows. Life will hand you lemons that are not yours to carry. There are mistakes that other people have made that have hurt you. There are words that people speak out of hate and hurt that wound you. It's what you choose to do in those moments with your sandals that dictate where you walk. What are you going to do with those lemons? Are you going to allow them to make you bitter as you carry them around and they get heavier? Are you going to surrender your lemons to the feet of Christ and let Him create something even sweeter than lemonade? Let Him create chocolate cake for you. What are you going to do with your sandals? Are you going to keep them on and get your vessel dirty? Or are you going to recognize that where you are at is holy ground? That where you walk was ordained for you? That the walls that are about to come down and the blessings you are about to see because of it were promised long ago by God. And all you have to do is surrender your sandals and dust the sand off your feet. Now, I want to leave you with this. If you work out and you understand lifting weights, you will understand that a personal trainer will push you past your breaking point sometimes. When you're lifting weights, you're actually tearing your muscles apart. And sometimes when we're in these trials, we feel like we're being ripped apart to shreds. And we cry out to God, why are you doing this to me? Why are you allowing this to happen? A personal trainer allows you to lift weights sometimes that are heavier than what you can lift because they understand that it's in the tearing of the muscles that builds the strength. It's when your muscles heal that you become stronger. And so sometimes God will allow you to carry a weight that's very heavy for you through a valley that's very long. He'll have you walk through fire because He loves you. And sometimes He will put you on the battlefield purposely because He loves you. But He will also tell you, dust off your feet and hand me your sandals, for where you walk is holy ground. And I want you, instead of fighting this battle, instead of feeling like giving up when you are faced with the walls, I want you to march around those walls, singing praises and blowing your horn of jubilee, because those walls are going to come crashing down, and I am going to bring to fruition the things that I've already promised you. As always, I like to end my show in prayer, and so I'm going to pray for you today. Father God, I thank you for the people that are listening to this. I thank you for the valleys that you call us to, Father God. I thank you for the walls that are there that you tear down, Father. And I thank you for reminding us to hand over our sandals and to dust our feet, because where we walk with you is holy ground and you will never fail us, Father. And for those who are seeking you, Lord, I pray that they find you. I pray that they see you, Jesus, in the battle that they're facing. I pray that they hear you and their hearts are softened. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't given your life to Christ or you're looking to find that peace, feel free to find me on Facebook at Crystal Swass or on Instagram at Crystal Swass. And if you're wanting more information about my coaching programs or how to break through to your breakthrough, you can find me at www.crystalswass.com. A special thank you to River of Heaven Radio Network for allowing us to have this show to speak truth to the nations and help you remember that you were created with purpose, on purpose, and for a purpose.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.